Katy Country 94 is live on location.
And Wade Gershon with you on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com, and the free Katy Country 94 app on your smartphones. As we are now here at the Honk and Wave Parade. If you're honking in the background, well, I think it's kind of obvious what's happening. It's a Honk and Wave Parade in place of the normal scrimmages. Really cool idea put on by the Booster Club. And we've got all kinds of teams and activity groups that are here lined up on the sidewalks all the way from almost elementary school all the way up through high school around the football field. We begin our little golf cart ride up the streets here. We'll start with Eric Lamper, the head coach of the junior high football team. And Coach Lamper, how things been going so far this year?
Well, aside from fighting the heat a little bit, it's been a pretty good start to the season.
So how many kids do you have out for junior high football this year? I got to look.
We have 30 kids out this year, which is a pretty good number for us. I'm pretty pleased with that.
All right, so you've got your 8th graders coming back. How did they do last year? And then you got the 7th graders that are now going through the junior high process.
Our 8th grade group, I think we have a pretty solid group coming back. A lot of good skilled guys, and I think we're going to have a pretty solid line up front, too. I'm hopeful 7th graders we're going to be able to have a couple of those kids play up with us on the A-team level. But I think they're a pretty good group as well.
So what's the key for you? Obviously, you're trying to prepare these young guys to become young men, and they'll turn into hopefully going out and playing football at the high school level. I'm sure you guys communicate with the high school coaches as well to try to get them ready for that next level.
We try to work fundamentals a lot and get the kids prepared as far as that goes, and try to teach them some of the plays that the high school runs so that it's kind of an easy transition when they get up there to that level.
And how have you guys dealt with, obviously, it's a unique situation this year with COVID-19 and keeping everybody safe and healthy?
Well, it's changed how we handle the locker room as far as we try to go in phases as far as changing clothes and that kind of stuff. A lot of mask wearing and that kind of thing. And we have them spaced out, so the huddle, you know, out on the field is a little bit different than it has been in the past. But the kids have done a pretty nice job, and it made it easy for us.
All right, for everybody out there, when's the first game? Who are you playing?
We are playing next Thursday, and we start with Phillipsburg. We lost Russell off the schedule because they changed leagues, so we picked up Phillipsburg, and I think they'll be a pretty good matchup for us.
Coach, best of luck this season. Thanks for the time. You did a great job.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
All right, that is Eric Lamper, the head coach of the Boyd Junior High football team, as the Honk and Wave Parade continues. I have never broadcasted live while driving a golf cart, but that's what I'm going to do, as we're going to wear out the waving. The coaches feel like supermodels as they wave, right, Coach Cox and Isabel? Yeah, look at that. Yes, perfect. Well done. Yeah, so the junior high football players, as we're driving by them here on the south side of the football field here in Beloit, as there is a long line of cars, trucks, whatever the vehicle may be, for the Honk and Wave Parade here in Beloit. This replaces the fall scrimmages that they normally would do this time. So we are moseying our way to Hersey Avenue here in Beloit. We're going to take a left. Hey, look at that. They're waving to me, too. Hey, that's cool. So now we are going to move on to the high school, and we will talk with Coach Graber once we find him, as we did junior high football. And now we're going to go high school football. Woo! All right, so high school football team, and here comes Coach Graber. We're going to talk to him now. Yeah. So you guys are doing your good supermodel waves? You got it down? Good. Good. And then you get tired with, then you go, you switch. Okay? Every half hour you switch. Is that how it works?
On it!
All right. Let's, Coach Graber is here as we've moseyed on up the parade route. Brad Gober, head coach of Lloyd Trojans. What a year they had last year. Made state quarterfinals in the 3A playoffs this year in Class 2A. And Coach Gober, we talked to you after the scrimmage this past weekend. But for people that might have missed that, how's everything going? And how many kids you got out for football this year?
Everything's going well. You know, our kids are excited. And, you know, the kids are just, they've been dying to play football this fall and worked so hard this summer. So, you know, we're really excited. We have 42 out right now. And which is obviously a great number for us in 2A. And there's not going to be very many 2A teams that have the numbers that we have. So we're really excited for the season.
Okay, so this honk and wave event, this is a little bit different because normally we'd be having scrimmages, but yet it's kind of unique and everybody, I mean, there's a huge turnout here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here. It just shows you the community and how much pride the community has in our programs, you know, across the board on all athletics.
We open up the season next Friday at Belleville against Republic County, a team that hasn't been on schedule the last few years, just the way districts and everything falls, and now you get to play them, and they're an improved football team, and you've got certainly some new guys and some new spots, and you've got four young men here we'll talk to here in a moment, but how are you feeling going into basically what it is, a week from tonight, you start your season?
Yeah, we're excited. We're just ready to go hit somebody else. You know, we've been going at it for three straight weeks here, and so, you know, they're a good program, and Coach Kraft obviously has done a really good job there, kind of turning the program around from where it was, and they're a tough team, and, you know, he's going to have his kids ready to play.
What's been the biggest challenge for you so far as we talked with Coach Lanford, the junior high football team? Obviously, it's a little bit different this year. That's why we're having a honk and wave parade tonight in regards to trying to keep you know, the right hygiene, try to keep your kids, you know, healthy and not sick and ready to go.
Yeah, it's just, you know, for us, just keeping everything clean. You know, we have kids that are assigned to cleaning equipment throughout the practices. As far as at the end of practices, we split the locker room up, and so, you know, we're starting to practice a little later with the varsity. So there's little things here and there, but, you know, our kids have handled it all well because, you know, they'll do whatever it takes to make sure that we have a season this year.
All right, so you had a process to select your captains this year. Explain that because your captains are right here to the next of you.
Yeah, we just had a whole kind of application process where kids had to basically write an essay explaining why they wanted to be a captain, why they deserved to be a captain, and then they had to obviously send it to me, and then from there what happened is the kids actually got in front of the team and they read their essays to their team, and then from there, you know, their teammates voted, and that's how we got these great young men to be our captains.
Oh my, we got Keith Christine laying down on the horn here. Oh, that was pretty loud. There's the boy Trojan bus looking nice and clean. I'm sure Mr. Christine hand-washed that himself, right? Yeah, absolutely. All right, so introduce us here. Tell us who the four captains are, and then we'll talk to each one of them.
Okay, we got Owen Eilert, junior. We got junior Brayton Burks. We got senior Anthony Henke and junior Brendan Walker.
All right, so let's start with the quarterback, another lefty. Hudson Gray, left-handed quarterback the last few years, and now Owen Eilert steps in. I know Owen, all these guys. I know these guys since they were like yay high, and now they've grown to where they're actually taller than me, and I have to go on my tippy toes. Except I'm still taller than Brayden Burke. Yeah! I got something to celebrate. That's all right, but I'm not going to try to hit you in football. You'll wear me out, buddy. Let's just start with Owen. How's everything been going for you, man? I know you had a bit of a setback with an ankle and this and that, but how's everything going so far as the captain and quarterback of this year's team?
Going well so far. We're having a lot of fun together. We got a great group of guys who really enjoy being around each other, and it's nice to come to practice every day and know that we're so fortunate to be able to do that together where some people aren't. So we're just grateful to be playing together and ready to play Repco Friday.
Yeah, that's a week from tonight at Repco Abbott on Z96.3 Lake, live video stream at ncksports.com via the Beloit Trojan channel. Now, Coach has been telling us, and I know my son's on the team, and he was up here with this, where you were getting together. You and others were orchestrating, working on routes and trying to get on the same page, which shows leadership. Give us the idea behind, when did that pop up in your head to say, hey, let's get together and do something on our own?
Well, I think as a team, we all enjoy being good, but we're not great yet, and that should be the goal for everyone, is to eventually put ourselves in a spot to compete for a state championship, and that's just one of the easy ways to get started and hopefully get on that path.
Well, best of luck this year. We'll see you on the field next Friday, Owen. All right, we got Brayden Burks here. Brayden, who got his athletic ability from his mom and not his dad. I just got to get that little dig in there if your dad is listening. Brayden, how's everything been going for you? And I know you guys are excited about this year.
Oh, it's been going good. The line's starting to pick up, and we're starting to hit and run. So everything's going pretty good so far. So.
Now, you lost some really good talent, but that happens every year to any football team. You guys got some good returners coming back. Of course, you're one of those on both sides of the football. But what about some of these other guys that are going to have to step in? What have you seen from them?
They've been pretty good so far. They still got to develop a little bit, but they'll get there, and we'll be ready. So.
Now, you are one of the captains. I know that's quite an honor. What are some of the things that you try to help with the younger kids in trying to be a leader and a captain and show everybody that you deserve to be that?
Well, I try to involve everybody when we're, like, just outside of sports, too. Just try to, you know, kind of be there for them so I can talk to them and they feel comfortable around me and everything. So I feel like I'm a person that they can trust to talk to. And
well, and then, of course, Owen has a younger brother on the team that's a freshman. You have a younger brother that's a freshman. Do you guys talk at all out there, or are you just kind of like, hey, you know what, he's my younger brother, but I ain't worried too much about him. We'll talk when we get home.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I see him, I don't miss a chance to hit him, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, because you're allowed to in this situation, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that probably works in regards to brothers beating up on each other. Hey, Braden, best of luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, now Anthony Hinkey is with us. He came over from St. John's Tipton over here to Beloit. This is his senior campaign, and I know you're pretty excited about the season, and how's the transition been for you moving over here to Beloit in regards to being with the team, being in Beloit High School?
Oh, it's gone as best as I could think it could go. You know, the guys, they really welcomed me in with a very good welcome. I mean, couldn't go any better. It's been a little bit of transition going from 8-man to 11-man, but the coaches have been very good to me and kind of showing me the schemes and everything and helped me to understand the best I can be, and it's really just going well. I'm really happy here.
I would imagine it's quite an honor for you because you weren't part of the team last few years, but then still to be selected as a captain, that must mean something.
Yeah, I think it shows that you don't necessarily have to be on the field and show like you're a leader of the team here. I haven't even been on the field yet here, but just being around the guys off the field and then just showing that I'm just trying to earn their respect here, and I hope that I can do that. And, being off the field, just being buddy goes a long way.
All right, for people out there that haven't seen you play, what positions do you play and what do you bring to the table on the field?
Right now we got me playing in the backfield here at running back, and then I play some fullback here. I think I bring a lot of intensity. I'm a really big contact guy. I can run downhill pretty good, but I can also, you know, juke and jive and all that good stuff. And I'm not, you know, going away from blocking for the guy in the backfield. I mean, I'm just doing whatever we can do to win. That's all I want to do, win.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to Beloit, and best of luck your senior campaign, Anthony.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anthony Hinkey. All right, the last of the four captains is Brennan Walker, and Brennan had a great finish the last season. Certainly I can think of that play in the playoff game against Colby. That was a pretty big play that got everybody excited, including a particular radio announcer in the video stream, too. But, Brennan, now you're a little bit more experienced. How are things for you as you go into this season, now that you have some experience on your belt at the varsity level?
It's going good. I mean, I've gotten a lot better. You know, it's a lot easier now that I know how to play. I mean, on defense, I know how to throw my hands, makes it a lot easier. And on offense, just blocking's come easier since I've blocked all year last year.
So what positions will you be playing for people out there that are trying to learn about Beloit football?
Tight end and defensive end.
All right, so tight end, obviously, anybody that's a receiver wants the ball, right? But, of course, in this offense, you're going to have to block and you're going to have opportunities to catch the football. I would imagine one of your goals, and I don't want to speak for you, is to be more active in the passing game, correct?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So talk about trying to be a better route runner and trying to learn the offense from 1 year to the next.
I've been going to camps and getting better, and then with Owen and I, we've been running routes during the summer and doing stuff like that. In pre-practice, I've been running routes with him and stuff like that, just trying to get better at routes.
What's it mean to you to be a captain on this football team?
I mean, it's pretty important to me. I've always liked to be a leader, and it's just being a leader of the captain, not a captain, it's just kind of important to me. I enjoy it.
So what do you think so far with the practices? You're a week away now. Next Friday, you'll be under the lights playing Republic County, the Buffaloes up in Belleville. How do you feel like everything's going, and where you sit right now?
I mean, I think we're doing pretty good. We have two more days of work days next week. We definitely need a hit. And I think we'll be ready by next Friday.
Hey, it was fun to watch you next year. Look forward to a big season this year. Congrats last year, and we appreciate the time. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.
That's Brennan Walker. So those are your captains, Owen Eiler, Braden Burks, Anthony Hinkey, and also Brennan Walker, Brad Gober, head coach of the Beloit football team. Oh, wow, now we got the America bus. We got the America bus, and we've got stuffed animals that are out there as well. We've got all kinds of stuff. There's a giraffe and a lion or a tiger. I should say a white tiger. And now we've got deer and antelope. Holy shnikes. We got all kinds of crazy stuff that's going on here. All right, so we're going to mosey on down the road, and we're going to find out who we need to talk to next. Honking Wave Parade here at Beloit High School, actually in Beloit, as we're working our way back up to the high school. A long, long line of people that are out honking and waving and supporting everybody. And now we get to the cheer team, the cheerleaders that will be supporting the team, whether it be inside the gymnasium or on the sidelines of football games. And we will talk to as many people as we can as we go down the line here with everything that's taking place. And we appreciate once again the Booster Club for being so supportive and putting us together this event. And see, just when I want to come up and talk to Jody Vilwinkle, that's when she runs away. I noticed how that worked. Yes, but she is talking to the driver of the America bus, which that looks to be, I think that's Doug DeBoer. Hey, Jody, you want to talk with us a little quick? Okay, all right, you doing a routine? All right, this is where I would need the video part of everything. So they're going to take a picture, actually, and they want the America bus in the background, it looks like. So that's very cool. As we're at the Honk and Wave Parade here in Beloit, and the cheer team, then we're going to go to the dance team after that, and Jody Vilwinkle is with us here on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com, and don't forget the free Katie Country 94 app. All right, so everybody's festive, and this is a parade that's going on. There's a long line of cars. Tell us about the cheer team, how many you have out, and how things have gone for you so far this year.
So this is the biggest squad I've had in the last 5 years. We actually have 15. I only have 7 out here right now. The rest are on the volleyball team.
All right. So tell us what goes into putting together a good cheer squad.
A lot of discipline and a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So we do. We have a lot of fun. They know what they have to do. They know they have to cheer hard every game and get their all and what goes into it.
When do you get together to practice and do your routine?
I tend to give them the summers off, but all summer long they have access to videos to learn the material. We usually start the first part of August. We practice at least once a week, clear up until March.
So how does that work with the challenge of, obviously, some of the cheer squad members that are playing sports?
6 a.m. practices.
And so what would you tell somebody, a young lady that's out there might be interested in cheerleading, why try and why do cheerleading?
It is the best time of your life. I have a lot of girls that, when I first started, they said, I don't want to cheer. They waited until their senior year of high school, and they've regretted it ever since. We have fun.
It's part of the supportive community that we have, no doubt, and you definitely are a big part of that with the cheer team, and then we'll talk to the dance team next. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Go Trojans.
Ah, well done. Jody Vilwinkle is with us. We thank her for taking the time here at the Honk and Wave Parade here on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com. Oh, my, that was loud. The air horn coming from the Suburban to my right. So we will. There you go. All right. So, once again, this is really a fill-in situation in regards to normally they have scrimmages. And now we will go down here to the grass, and then we'll go back to the sidewalk here. Don't worry, I won't run over you. I won't. I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. All right, so we have the volleyball team. I think that's the dance team next. We actually have the volleyball team next, and Coach Paul's here. Yeah, all right. All right, so let's bring everybody over here, and we'll find out. Let's start. Man, that air horn is loud. All right. So, should have brought my earmuffs, right? Randy Paul, head coach of the boy volleyball team, put state runner-up last year, and this year got a little new faces in the starting lineup, but I know you guys are excited about the upcoming season. Hard to believe it's next Thursday you guys started out, Brandy.
Yep, we do.
So tell us, how's everything been going for you?
It's going good. We have great energy in the gym, and our motto is we're not rebuilding, we're reloading.
I like it. I like it a lot because that means you're a traditional power. And I know Dusty asked you this the other day. We had it on the radio, but in case people missed it, but, you know, you want to get to those, you know, the Silver Lakes of the world. You want to be in that conversation, and there's no question you're in that conversation now. What's it like to now suddenly people go, oh, yeah, Beloit, they've got a really good volleyball team?
That's a good feeling. It has its advantages and disadvantages, but we'll take it.
What's your biggest concern going into the season?
COVID.
That would make sense. But what about that you do have a lot of new faces at the Barcelona regards of starting? I know you've had a lot of success last year, success all the way down. And it's usually, a lot of people have told me this before, and I've talked to other coaches, everybody focuses on who you lost. It's not who you lost. It's who's coming up.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. These girls went against that team all last year. They were on the opposite side of the net, and they're playing like champions, and that's all we're focused on is getting better each week and building them up. I have full confidence. They, like I said before, had gone against the second-best team in the state last year, and they're ready for it more than any other team.
All right, so tell us who we have here. We have our captains. Do you want to introduce who they all are?
Reagan Eilert, senior. Allie Butke, Sr., Porshad Cooper, Sr., Maddie Fowle, Sr.
All right, so we'll step up. We talked to the football captains as well. So, Reagan, you're a captain. Like, my goodness gracious. You're a senior? Is that right? Did I get that right? Holy cow, where'd the time go? Crazy. I remember when you and Braxton were in middle school, junior high. But tell us how everything's going and how you guys are adjusting and moving into those leadership roles.
It's really great. You know, every day at the gym is just a blessing. It's, you know, the circumstances. And so every day we take for granted, and we love just being with each other and having fun. So,
What can you learn from last year's run all the way to the state championship match?
Well, it's a hard shoes to fill, but, you know, like Brandy said, we're reloading, and we think we got this, you know?
All right. Sounds good. Best of luck this year, Reagan. We appreciate it. Hallie Budke's also a captain on the team. So, Hallie, here we are. You guys are going to start here in just a few days on Thursday. How excited is the team?
We are so excited. We have been working our butts off in practice, and we're ready to go. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to go and kill it.
All right. So how has it been a little bit more interesting and maybe a little bit different because of the situation this year?
For sure. We have to keep our distance. We get reminded a lot by the coaches. They're helping us out on that. But we're doing a good job.
Well, it is going to be fun to watch you guys this year, and then certainly the success you've had in the past. I know you guys will continue that success. Anybody want to give a shout-out to? I haven't given anybody that opportunity except now Hallie, but Reagan can have a chance, too, if she wants.
Shout-out to everyone that supports us, honestly, and the coaches for just pushing us every single day in the gym. Couldn't do it without them.
Well done. Yeah, man, it's just a long line of cars. Holy cow, I didn't know that many people lived in Beloit. Portia Cooper is with us. Portia, I know big things expected, certainly, of you guys now that you are upperclassmen and seniors and leaders and captains. And tell us how everything has gone for you personally and for the team.
Well, it's definitely been a lot to step into that role since we didn't really last year, but I think it's going really well, and we've had a lot of fun this year just being with each other. It's a close-knit group, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
What do you think about this atmosphere with all the horns? I mean, you guys might have dreams or nightmares of the horns, but it means everybody's out here supporting you.
It's amazing. We are so lucky to be from a community like Beloit, and I just count ourselves lucky that we get to be from here and everyone out is just supporting us. It's great.
And what do we know about the competition coming up on Thursday? Are you guys just like, we don't care, we're playing, we just got to take care of what we do?
Well, as long as we do what we do, I think we've got it. Ellenwood should be pretty tough, but as long as we play our game, I think it should be pretty good.
Portia Cooper, one of the captains on the team. We good luck to you this year. All right, so we got Madison Fowle. Maddie Fowle's with us, and she's one of the captains as well. You have a younger sister on the team. I was talking with Owen Eiler and Braden Burks about that as well. So I'll ask you what I asked Braden Burks. Do you ignore your sister? Do you talk to your sister? Or do you just like, you know what, I'm going to talk to her plenty of time later on, and it's no big deal?
Oh, funny story. I'm always telling her, you need to shag balls. When I was a freshman, I shagged balls. You need to shag. She doesn't appreciate it, but I like it. I like to be there. I like to watch her grow every day. It's really a cool experience.
And that would give you a better appreciation of being a leader, because you guys were all, obviously, at one point in time, freshmen and sophomores, and now you've had to elevate yourself to a junior and senior level. What have you learned in your previous years to where you're ready for that role, being a leader?
Well, I've always been really grateful. The class above us has always been great athletes, and I never saw it as a disadvantage that they were great athletes. I saw it as an advantage because it was a chance every single day to push us to be better, and I think that that class above us really made us who we are and the athletes we are.
Well said. Congratulations on being a captain. Best of luck this season.
Thank you.
All right, those are your four captains, Reagan Eilert and Hallie Budke, Portia Cooper, and Madison Maddie Fowle. It is going to be a lot of fun as the Beloit volleyball team, they have certainly proven that they are a force to be reckoned with. And now we're going to have to try to run over people, or we're going to go right across here. Oh, yeah, we're going to just navigate around. Oh, boy, look out. So now we'll mosey on. But Beloit volleyball, they set a school record for wins last year, a school record for wins, and of course the best ever finish they had at state, which of course was second following the state championship match. So now we will move on to, it appears to be, junior high volleyball, and we will try to get hold of Coach Aaron Deaver. Coach Deaver, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I tell you what, I'm going to be, good thing I got a golf cart. I don't have to actually walk or run. It's a long route, but how about the support of the community with the Honkin' Lake Parade?
We really love it. It gets the girls in a great mood for the season, and it puts a really good attitude in all their heads going forward for next week.
All right, so tell us about this junior high volleyball team, because we were just talking, of course, with the varsity and Coach Paul, and in order to be successful, it starts well before these kids get to high school.
That's one of my main focuses for this year, is making sure they're ready to go into high school and ready for Brandy's program. So we're really focusing on our passing and the fundamentals so they're ready to go into high school and play at that level.
What are some of the biggest challenges for you when you're mixing, you know, 7th graders, 8th graders? You've got experienced kids, obviously, coming back, and then you've got the new kids to mix in.
Yeah, one of the things that I really love about this team is they're always willing to push each other. So we have the really talented girls that always bring up the girls that don't have as much experience. So that's an awesome thing about this team.
they're obviously full of energy, to say the least. Well, tell us about how junior high has been doing the last few years and why you're so excited about this year's team.
The junior high program's always been pretty successful. We had league champs last year, so we're hoping to come back-to-back league champs this year. We've got some really good height. We've got some quick passers. Our setters are amazing this year, and I think we're going to bring a lot to this program this year.
And I would guess, we were talking about the junior high football coach, Eric Lamford, that, you know, they have conversations with the head coaches at the high school level. They're really focusing on, usually, of course, fundamentals, so that you can take that next step at high school. Is that what you guys do, too?
Yep, that's been our main focus these first 2 weeks, for sure.
All right, so when do you start your season? Who are you playing?
Our season starts on Thursday against Phillipsburg, and it's at home. So we hope to have...
The girls are excited. Yeah. All right. So what time do you guys play?
4:15 is when the games kick off.
All right. So you're going to be, those all be at the high school, elementary, all high school?
A team and B team will be at the high school. B team, C team will also play at elementary school.
All right. There you go. Junior high volleyball, junior high football coming up on Thursday. High school volleyball starts on Thursday, and then high school football is next Friday, and then JV football is the Monday after that. I think I covered all of that so far. I'm just going to admit it. Some of you got the mask on, some of you don't. I'm going to social distance now. I'm just messing with you. You guys are doing fine. You're doing great. Hey, best of luck, and hey, let everybody hear you, all right? Coach Deaver, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies, the junior high volleyball team, they are psyched and ready to go for this junior high season. It should be a lot of fun. Let's see. Where do we go next? Because it looks like the end of the parade route. I know we want to try to get to tennis. Cross country is ahead of us, so we'll try not to run over anyone as we head up here and see who we can talk to next. So we got tennis and cross country that we'll see if we're able to catch up with the coaches. I think we've got tennis next with Coach Kelly. We shall see. All right, so there we got on that side. Now we're going to have to navigate, come across. Let's see. I don't know who we got there. And trying to see who else we got left to talk to for the honk and wave. We'll let the last vehicle come by. It's about 7 o'clock. You're listening to KDNS, Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Also get that free Kitty Country 94 app on your smartphones as we will try to navigate through here and get into the high school parking lot and see. Oh, there we go. There's Coach Mason. This should be fun. Let's see if I can do this without wrecking the golf cart. Ah, yes. Very good driving on my part, if I must say so myself. I basically had to come to a stop, though. All right, Coach Mason's up. Yep, Coach Mason. Hey, I'm just moseying on through. I just thought I might talk to you here. Coach Mason is with us. Yeah, absolutely. Live radio, baby. Live radio. Katie Catcher 94, katiecatcher94.com. Wade Grisham with you, the Honk Away Parade. Coming to a bit of a conclusion now. Everybody's getting in line to get food, and Coach Mason's saying, Wade, thanks a lot. I was ready to go eat. All right, tell us about the cross-country team and how things are going for you so far.
Really good. We're just really appreciating the incredible turnout tonight. We counted probably, 40, 50, 80 cars. Love the support by the community. We're having a really good time out here. Expecting some really good things from this cross-country bunch. We got Amanda, my one senior girl here on my left, and Jacob Porter over here, my one senior boy. But we don't have quite the numbers as we've had in the past, but what we have is quality. So we're really gearing up for next Thursday. We go to Concordia. And first time in Well, this is my 14th year. First time I think we're going to actually have some cooler weather. It's always so doggone hot there, but we're finally going to see a break maybe. 82? Is that what you heard? So that's good football weather, cross-country weather. But anyway, got a good group of boys and girls and really looking forward to things.
How many kids do you have for cross-country this year?
We have 12 total, and we'll be running a girls. Our girls, we won't have a full boys team, but our girls team, we definitely missed the twin. The Burks twins from last year.
Right.
They're going to be hard to replace, but we have five quality girls that we can really make some waves in terms of the team competition. So we'll see how things kind of pan out on Thursday, but I think the girls could have a really good shot in the top three, top two there.
For people that don't know what goes in the cross country, how much do you run? How do practices go? Maybe I should be asking your members of your team, but I'm going to ask you.
Well, put the pressure on me. Well, you know, it depends on the kid. You know, I tell kids if they're going to make it, you know, championships are made in the summer, regardless of sport, right? You always hear coaches say that.
Yeah.
So it's no different with cross country. Starting in June, and we had a good, consistently a good crew that showed up twice a week. They were running on their own, but we had two meets or two practices a week. But by the time, if you're gonna compete at the state level for a girl or a boy, you're gonna be coming in with about at least about 30 miles a week, and that's gonna get you. That's gonna take you a long ways in our sport. But anyway, a lot of running in the off season. We're lifting weights, doing a lot of core strengthening, you know, stuff like that also. So anyway, that's, you know, we're doing a lot of, you know, hill works, you know, long runs, short runs, repeat 400s, 300s, and just a little bit of everything. You know, it's just not going out on an easy run around the block a couple times.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired just you telling me all that stuff, to be quite honest with you. 30 miles is not very hard when I'm behind the wheel of the vehicle. All right, so your seniors again, tell me who they are.
Okay, over here, this is Jacob Porter.
Okay.
And Amanda Noller.
All right.
And I bet you they have a few things they want to say.
All right. Well, that's okay, Jacob. You're going to have a chance to think, because I'm going to go to Jacob. The pressure's on him. All right, Jacob. Why do you like running 30 miles a week?
Because he's good at it.
The only reason I do it is because I'm good at it and it keeps me in shape.
Yeah. Well, I'd say if you run 30 miles, that should keep you in shape.
What about the diet? Are you able to eat anything because you run that often, or do you got to watch what you're eating?
I eat a lot, and I try to eat good food, but yeah, that doesn't always happen.
Now, so how do you train, like, when you're during the off season? I mean, obviously you just can't show up first day of practice and go run a whole bunch of miles. How do you keep yourself kind of ready for that?
Oh, just run every day or as much as you can, get consistent miles, and just work throughout the summer.
Do you do a lot of that in the morning when it's cooler?
Yes, always in the morning because the summer is blazing hot.
I've always said cross-country runners have to be morning people. It would be helpful if they're morning people. Would you agree with that?
Definitely this week, you know, it's been the case, but We do some workouts. Yesterday we did a workout at the Wellness Center, and we did a swim workout. We did a lot of swimming and running in place, and there's some stuff that we can do that really can help, you know, in terms of the cardiovascular system. But, yeah, we're not always running. We're biking a little bit. We can mix it up a little bit. This is Amanda Noller.
All right, Amanda Noller. She's a senior on the team along with Jacob Porter. So what do you think, Amanda, of this season so far? And are you guys ready to go?
So far I'm really enjoying it, and I think us girls are going to do really good this year.
30 miles, does that seem like a lot, or now that you're used to it, it's like, yeah, whatever?
It's kind of whatever.
Walk in the park.
What's your favorite part about cross country?
The family you create with it. We have such a close bond, all of us girls, so I really enjoy that.
And you guys start out on Thursday, so best of luck to you guys. Anything you want to add, Coach Mason?
Not really. I mean, we start off Thursday at Concordia, and then we go to a really, really big, one of the biggest meets in the state of Kansas down to Heston. And we'll see, you know, with the COVID thing and everything, I think they might whittle that down a little bit. But that's typically in the past, about 35, 40 schools will go to that meet. So that's flat as a pancake. Flat, let me talk here. Flat
it's easier said than done. Yeah,
tongue twister. But anyway, Heston's a really flat course. And really fast course, and the kids really like it there. Concordia's kind of hilly. If you ever play golf at Concordia, there's some hills. And it's early in the season, but that's why we do some hill workouts over the summer. But, you know, and Jacob didn't mention this, but he was a basketball player too. But just kind of going back to Bryce and basketball, because you're a lover of basketball. Yeah. One of the reasons why Bryce probably didn't have to get, you know, subbed out as much for a big guy, yeah. and you normally expect to see that,
right.
he was a cross-country runner.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, you ask why you want to do cross-country. A lot of times, and this is my case in high school, is to create a base, get some cardio before a basketball. I was a basketball player. And you play, you know, you don't get winded, you know, as much. But there's some advantage to that. But anyway, want to really again thank the audience out there, thank Beloit and the Mitchell County and this whole area for the support. Not just for us. I mean, all the sports here. And this was really cool, very exciting, and it's good to be back. You know, kids need to be back, need to participate in the classroom and outside the classroom, regardless. Music, you know, drama, you know, cheerleaders, whatever. And it's healthy for him. So just couldn't be any more glad to be back.
Amen to all of that. Hey, best of luck on Thursday. Coach Brad Mason and the cross-country team here at Beloit, we appreciate the time. Good luck this season.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see. The tennis team. Is Coach Kelly around? Anybody know where Coach Kelly's at? Did I go by him?
No.
They're gone already? Man, they're like exit stage left, huh? All right. Well, we got to pretty much everybody. There was we were trying to get to as many people as we could, as many coaches as we could. The dance team just performed, and so the dance team, which always does a nice job, whether it's halftime of the football games, halftime of basketball games, they provide the entertainment or in-between games, and they work very hard with their routines, just like we were talking with all of these sports teams, whether it is cheerleading or dance or tennis or cross country or whether it's volleyball or whether it's football. They put a lot of time and effort and practice and sweat and probably sometimes some blood and some tears as well. Beloit Junior High and High School, they are excited about starting the season coming up. I know that the tennis team already had a meet, and they brought home medals. I think everybody on the team brought home a medal, if I remember that correctly. So Coach Darrell Kelly leading the tennis team again for Beloit High, and the dance team leader and coach is Jennifer Thompson. So it's fun tonight. We appreciate the Beloit Booster Club for putting together the Honk and Wave Parade right now. Some people are going through and getting food. Looks like that's about wrapped up here. And it should be a fun season, we hope. We cross our fingers, cross our toes, and we got to do that too, that we'll have a full sports season. Hopefully we can get everything underway and then work from there and do what we have to do during these times. So once again, the junior high football team, junior high volleyball team will start the season on Thursday at home against Phillipsburg. The junior high football team will be playing against Phillipsburg. Junior high volleyball team against Phillipsburg on Thursday here in Beloit. The Beloit volleyball team will be in action next Thursday. We'll have live video stream at nckssports.com. The Beloit Trojan channel, they'll be in Ellsworth, take on Ellenwood in Ellsworth about 5 o'clock next Thursday. The Beloit football team will start their season, the varsity, next Friday in Belleville against Republic County. That will be on Z96.3 Lake, our sister station, and live video stream at nckssports.com. Be the Beloit Trojan channel. You can also listen online with the free KD Country 94 app and kdcountry94.com. And then the JV football team will start the season the following Monday. I believe that's September the 8th at home against Republic County. The varsity next Friday on the road at Belleville against the Buffaloes. Of course, the dance team, the cheerleading team and squads will be supporting all of these teams. And, of course, the tennis team, as we said, off to a really good start in cross-country starting on Thursday. So we appreciate all the coaches for joining us here tonight. A live remote broadcast from the Honk and Wave Parade put on by the Beloit Booster Club. Here tonight in Beloit, quite the turnout. Long, long line of cars, trucks, vehicles of all types, and including some with animals hanging out or of the vehicle, like the America Bus, or you had I think it was the Bells that had the deer and the antelope stuff mounted on as well. Some interesting outfits as well here tonight at the Honk and Wave Parade. So thanks to everybody that tuned out to be a part of this first Honk and Wave Parade. And certainly maybe we'll do this again next year, and it'll be an additional event on top of scrimmages. But, of course, normally we'd have scrimmages, but with everything going on, of course, we did this to be as responsible as we could and practice social distancing, wear a mask, and all that. So, once again, thanks to everybody for tuning in here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We'll talk to you Monday morning on Waterside Wake Up bright and early at 7 a.m. And we had interviews earlier this week with Brandy Paul, our volleyball coach, and also the head coach of Beloit football team, Brad Gober. If you missed those interviews, they're posted at our podcast page at KDCountry94.com. com, and perhaps we'll even post this remote that we had recorded. Maybe we can post that online for you to go back and listen to if you missed any of the coaches that we talked to and some of the students, athletes as well. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend, everyone.